Okay, that's it. All right, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. Good evening.
Hello, Elias. You come in speed today. Okay, and I go speedy into the topics.
Very well.
me and Queen, I did a little research, and the one I am resonating with is Queen Anne.
Which Queen Anne?
Which Queen of England?
Which Queen Anne of England? There were several.
There were several? Okay. I only found actually a few queens, and I thought this is pretty easy to figure out. Now you confuse me. Okay, Queen Anne. I'll come back to this topic, do a little research in between, and we hop to the next one while I do my research next to talking with you. You said that Lisa Smith was a focus I added, and this little term added put me on a pretty intensive quest. How is it that I added a focus? I mean, wow.
You do this in actuality quite frequently. This is the reason that the number of focuses that any individual has fluctuates. You may incorporate more or you may incorporate less at any given time framework. In this, you generate additional focuses. The reason that you are confused is that this individual exists in your time framework. If this individual were a future focus or a past focus, it would not confuse you as much. You would accept that you added another focus, or you may add many other focuses, and in that, it would not be as confusing. But when you are evaluating that, and you know that another individual already exists, it becomes confusing, which it is the same action, whether it be a future focus, a past focus, or a present focus. If the individual already exists, which they all already do, what occurs is that individual, that essence, may merge with your essence, or you could express that you merge with that essence, and some of the focuses of that essence may actually become focuses of your essence. Therefore, what they are doing is fragmenting in a manner, but fragmenting in relation to another essence that already exists, rather than generating a new essence.
Could you quite loosely say that is like she was already existing, and I was taking her over as the directing essence, which is directing her now?
Yes.
And she has made a shift,
That is a colorful manner of expressing it, but essentially, yes.
I can't get an idea, because that what's really confusing me, this lady is older than myself, and my impression was that I really added her, not when she was born, but somewhere in between, and that was pretty confusing to me.
But in actuality, this occurs very frequently, in essence.
She, in a way, if she is somehow sensitive, she would, if she looks at her life story, she would recognize that there is a kind of shift, a kind of difference, and there has, something has been happening in between.
Yes. Perhaps not in an extreme, but yes, she would notice some difference.
Very interesting. Okay, let's go back to Queen Anne. Queen Anne, 1702 to 1714.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my lines. Oh, God. It's pretty, pretty challenging. I mean, I'm sitting here laughing and everything, but it is somewhat challenging. I have been asking you if I have some kind of famous focus, and you said, the most famous, more or less, is this American writer, this, I don't, which I have disappeared. Now you come up with Queen Anne, which is a little more popular, so to speak, than an Indian sadhu. I've been saying to my husband, Michael, imagine what happened to me, and he was just rolling his eyes, and he said, I wish you would do something else. Instead of this new agey stuff. Okay, I shall continue with my exploration and also with my topic. I have another question. I have noticed that sometimes people along the line, timeline, so to speak, change their stats. And I know very well the ones you gave me when we first encountered. And now I'm curious, asking you again, what are my current actual stats?
It is the same. Let me express to you, it does occur, but it is very unusual. It is what you might term to be rare, that the essence information changes, or what you term to be the statistics of the essence, that in any particular focus that changes is very unusual. Yes, occasionally, rarely, it does occur, but generally speaking, it does not.
And I'm still a final focus?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Rose and it's Kelly. Is this a focus of mine?
Observing.
Okay, thank you. Then I'm thinking about practicing mirroring.
And how are you choosing to practice this mirroring action?
I thought about I can mirror everything. It doesn't have to be a difficult or dangerous situation, but actually you can mirror everything.
Yes, you are quite correct.
So I thought, okay, then I just start mirroring, and this is also a way of being more present and more recognizing and noticing what
Yes, you are correct. And in that, it is also another manner in which you can become more aware of your interconnectedness. For in intentionally mirroring, you must be aware of what you are mirroring, and therefore it also encourages you to be aware objectively of how you are interconnected with that. And what have you experimented with thus far?
Yesterday I was pretty busy editing and proofreading sessions I have done, and I have posted one piece about one person I had asked about, or I had asked for in the session with you. I posted that little piece of my session, the transcript, and I was wondering if this person would come up and do the usual thing, like, you are just malicious, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And so I was thinking, okay, what could this person come up with? And so I started to write down what I actually have experienced so far. Okay, this person is angry, this person is writing capital letters. This is not face-to-face, this is written form on the internet. So this is another difficult, or this is a little more challenging in a way. And the funny thing was that he didn't even show up. He surprised me.
Very well.
I shall keep you on track.
Very well.
Okay. Now I have a topic which is strange. And it is an old topic. And it is something that is connected with something you said in another session. That the place of the injury of my body has to do with the orange energy center, which has to do with sexuality. And the way I understood it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is sexuality in the meaning of being physical in this life. Right?
Partially.
It's not about sex, the action of sex, sexual encounter and everything more?
It partially is. Sexuality is one of the base elements of this reality, which would be the physical aspect of this reality. But the orange energy center is connected in part to that, but is also very much connected to sexual energy. It is connected to gender, it is connected to sexual energy, sexual activity, sexual issues. It is connected with all of those expressions.
But the direction I want to bring this conversation to is, all my life, it has been partially difficult for me to be actually physical present. I was always needing a lot of time to just be, not do anything, but just be, and that has increased with people. mentally induce things, that is a whole different game. And it has, with following my flow, I have now reached a place where I'm actually more in my... I'm active in places like where you write and read and speak and things like that, but you don't do the laundry, for example. And I feel this is a strange thing about me, because my husband likes to physically do a lot. He's quite the opposite. And currently he is a little frustrated with me, because for his preference, I do way too little. And he is correct. I really do not very much. And it is like I intend to do something. Let's say I want to sew a skirt, or I want to paint a room. But it takes months and months, and I don't do it. And things pile up, and things get messy, and I don't do it. And I'm frustrated about this. And I would like to, I would like you to shine a light on the background of this, because that's a little strange about me, and I don't really understand it also. So now it's your turn.
Very well. Now, in this, I'm quite understanding that there are very strong mass beliefs in relation to producing and production, and what that means and how that is defined. And generally speaking, production is defined in physical actions. In this, it can be difficult or confusing or frustrating to individuals that do not naturally express an energy in relation to physically producing. For this is a subject that is incorporated in mass beliefs, for it is a mass expression. It is an aspect of what societies are constructed from and built upon. Even small villages incorporate a very strong aspect of production, in which individuals are expected to participate in physical actions, physical tasks that contribute to the functioning of the whole. Therefore, this is very common and also very much accepted. But there are individuals within your reality, including yourself, that do not necessarily naturally generate that type of direction and that type of energy. In this, there are individuals that are productive, but not in the manner that is generally accepted. It is not that you do not produce, or that you are not active, or that you are not generating contributions, but that your contribution is different, and that your production is different. In this, your manner of expressing production is more associated with inward actions than with outward physical actions. Some of your production does spill into actual physical expressions, whether it be in speaking or in writing. It matters not. You are generating a physical action and a physical production, but not in the manner of a physical construct in relation to physical manifestations. Now, in this, I would express that for the most part, unless the individual that expresses energy similar to yourself chose a direction such as a scribe or a teacher or a monk or one of these types of directions that does not necessarily require a physical production of manifestations, the individual would experience a feeling of being out of place, or that there was some wrong element with them, for they are not generating in the same manner that other individuals do. And that can easily be interpreted by other individuals as being lazy or unmotivated, or that the individual is expressing inadequately. In actuality, the individual, such as yourself, may be very motivated, merely not in physical manifestations. Now, in this, it is important for you as an individual, or any individual that naturally expresses in this manner, to understand and accept that this is a natural flow for you, and that pushing yourself into physical production creates an energy of opposition with yourself. Therefore, what occurs is your energy begins to fight with your own self. And in that, many individuals that naturally express this energy in this direction of not being physically productive in manifestations push themselves to destructive points, for they generate expectations of themselves in very similar manner to the expectations that other individuals express. You should be productive, and you should be productive in a particular manner. You should be producing physical manifestations that are results of your physical labors in some form. Not all individuals have generated an intent and a direction in a particular focus to actually express in that manner. Yes, it is very much so the common direction of most individuals. And I would express that the individuals that do not express in this manner are vastly in the minority of individuals within your reality. But it is not unnatural. It is actually quite natural. What is unnatural for individuals such as yourself is to force yourself to be producing in the manner that is generally accepted as the norm, so to speak, which would be in any actions associated with any subject matter that accompany any particular role. Therefore, if you incorporate the role of a wife, you are expected to generate certain physical productions of manifestations and actions. If you are engaging the role of a mother, there are other actions that you are expected to engage. In this, regardless of the role, there are many actions that are commonly accepted as attachments to that particular role, which may include doing the laundry, or washing the dishes, or painting a room, or decorating a home, or creating any number of physical activities that produce a particular manifestation. In this, it is not necessarily a question of being lazy or uninterested or unmotivated. You may actually be interested in a room being painted, but not want to actually engage the action of painting it yourself. You may want the laundry to be clean, and you may be interested in clean garments, but not necessarily want to engage the physical action of washing the clothing. And this is not that you are unmotivated or uninterested. It is that you generate differently. Just as individuals express differently in relation to orientations, there are certain aspects of individuals' personalities that generate certain types of energies also. And in that, coupled with the individual's intent in an individual focus, that may influence the individual to be very productive physically, or it may influence the individual to not be productive very much at all physically in a given focus. You naturally incline to connecting. And connecting can be expressed in many different manners, but not necessarily in a physical production or a physical manifestation of an action or a thing. Your inclination is more to being connecting and therefore be inspiring or encouraging or supportive or to be spurring on other individuals to engage actions and productions and manifestations, but not necessarily to engage them yourself. In like manner, to a coach. With teams and sports, there are the individuals that make up the body of the team, and the team incorporates many individuals. This is a very accurate analogy or metaphor for this subject. For generally speaking, with a team, there is one or perhaps two coaches. The coaches do not actually play the game. They inspire, they instruct, they encourage, they support, they generate strategy, but they do not actually engage the game. And in that, in ratio to the number of players that there are for a team for a particular game, there are many players, there are few coaches. In this, metaphorically, you are very similar to that position of a coach, that your production is of a different type. You are not actually engaging the physical aspect of the game, but you are equally as important or vital to its function and to its production, regardless that you may not actually be engaging the physical production of the manifestation. You are a part of it, and in that, your aspect of the production is that connectedness and the recognition of that, and expressing that in a manner that is productive, but in a very different manner. In this, I would also express to you that when you move in directions of attempting to force yourself to be productive in physical manners, when you attempt to force yourself to be one of the players rather than the coach, you are generating an energy in opposition to yourself, which becomes uncomfortable, and you do not like it. You are not actually interested in the physical production of the manifestation. You are interested in what it produces, but not necessarily in the action of producing it. In this, it also generates frustration or and irritation, discounting, devaluing for in not actually expressing that energy naturally and in generating an energy that is actually opposing of yourself, it can influence you to be devaluing of yourself and discounting of yourself and disappointed with yourself, for you are not producing and accomplishing in the manner that other individuals do, or in the manner that is expected, that you may want to paint a room, but in actuality you want the room painted. You do not want to paint it yourself. That you may want different physical manifestations to be in your reality and actions to be accomplished, but you do not want to be the individual engaging it. But you very much will naturally encourage other individuals to do so and appreciate their contribution and their expression. The difficulty is that with individuals such as yourself, it is very often expressed by the individual that they themselves are not contributing, or that they themselves are not contributing enough, or that your own expression is not acceptable enough and should be more, which is incorrect. And in like manner to information in regards to orientations, when an individual understands objectively, more clearly, the qualities of their own orientation, it is easier for them to be accepting of themselves in their own natural flow and their natural expression, rather than comparing themselves with other individuals and discounting themselves that they are not the same as other individuals. It is very similar in this situation, although I would express that it may be more exaggerated in this situation, for there are less individuals that express in the manner that you do naturally than there are in any particular group of orientation. There are many more individuals and a much greater majority of individuals that do express physical production in some capacity. It is very common for individuals within physical focus. And one of the reasons that it has been and continues to be very common is that to maintain your physical reality, it has been necessary for the majority of individuals to be physically productive. But that is not to discount the position of that minority of individuals that are not physically productive, for they also serve an important purpose. It is a matter of becoming comfortable with that natural expression, knowing that this is different than an expression of laziness, that this is actually a natural flow, and that unlike an individual that is merely expressing laziness in a particular action or direction, they actually can engage physical productivity and not necessarily be in opposition with themselves. Whereas you are. And that creates more difficulties, for it creates inward difficulties of all of those other expressions of devaluing and frustration and disappointment and judgment. And when you move in the direction of forcing yourself to engage the activity yourself, and you subsequently do not complete it, it creates frustration and disappointment. And in that, you are demonstrating physically to yourself your own opposition with yourself. You are forcing yourself to move in a direction that is not natural for you, and what it produces is not necessarily what you want. What it produces is irritation, frustration, disappointment, devaluing, and in this, discounting yourself and ultimately feeling less than, for you are not accomplishing. And what does that influence you to pay attention to? It influences you to pay attention to failure and not accomplishing, rather than success and acknowledging accomplishment.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like to do anything. It's sometimes pretty balancing to do basic things like doing the laundry and doing ironing. It can be like a meditation. really stressful for me. And I was thinking about just, you know, outsourcing these things and giving them to somebody else and pay them for doing, finishing the things for me and coming back to have, you know, the tires will be worked off, but not by myself, but by somebody else. The money topic comes in here. We have reached a place where I can start to think about giving it to somebody else. We haven't been there for a long while, but now we are reaching that point. And actually, well, if my natural thing would be to say, okay, here is the money and here is the job, do it for me, please.
And I am quite understanding. And that would actually be a more natural expression for you. For in this, it is not that you are uninterested in certain subjects or certain tasks being accomplished, or that you don't want them to be accomplished. You do, but you do not necessarily want to engage the action. And forcing yourself to engage the action can be overwhelming. Now, let me also express an acknowledgement to you that this is not to say, as you recognized, that you never engage activities that are physically productive. For yes, at times you may choose to engage an action that is physically productive. But the difference is you are not engaging that action to be productive. You are engaging that action for a different reason. You are not engaging the action of the laundry to be accomplishing this production of cleaning the clothes. You would be motivated to engage that action as an action to center yourself or to offer yourself a time framework in which you may be physically active, and that may allow you to quiet yourself inwardly, or it may distract you from thinking. Your motivation for engaging a physical action of productivity would not be for the productivity itself. It would be for another reason. It would be for an inward reason. Just as you expressed, an action such as washing the dishes or ironing clothes may offer you a time framework generating an action that is repetitious and therefore somewhat monotonous, which can create easily a state of meditation. It can easily create a state in which you can quiet yourself or calm yourself or center yourself. Therefore, the motivation for the action is an inward production, not the outward production. In this, once again, this is the difference in relation to an individual that you would define as being lazy. That individual would not necessarily engage a productive action physically to be calming themselves. And if they are engaging the physical activity, they are not opposing themselves. Once they begin the action and are generating that physical production, their attention and their energy shifts. And in that, they do generate a satisfaction in what they are doing. Whereas, with an individual such as yourself, if you are focused merely upon the physical activity and the physical production of the activity, that is not necessarily satisfying to you. Even if you engage it, if that is the reason that you are engaging it, for the physical production of it, it is not satisfying. Therefore, it becomes frustrating, and you stop engaging the action, and you do not complete it, for it is not satisfying, which is very natural for you.
Right, I can spend hours and hours doing things I get not paid for, like talking to someone and helping this person or listening to it or whatever, and I get not paid for it, and I don't have a desire to get paid for it, but the things I would get paid for it, I don't have a desire to do it. Created a lot of trouble inside myself, and in addition with my husband, who wants me to do be more, in quotation marks, normal, I couldn't explain it to him.
But let me express to you, my friend, in a manner that I will acknowledge of you, which may not necessarily be entirely to your partner's liking, but there are many, many, many worker bees. And for all of the worker bees in any particular colony, there is one queen. The queen does not work, but the queen facilitates the maintaining of the colony. Without the queen, the colony dissipates and is not. In this, there are actions and aspects of what you do that are equally as important as physical production. And in that, perhaps the action of connecting with other individuals and therefore contributing to them being more comfortable is a contribution that maintains the productivity in a physical aspect. If individuals are distressed or unhappy or distracted or feel that they are unappreciated, they produce less. Whereas, if the individual feels that they are appreciated and valued, and if they are acknowledged, and if they are content and comfortable, they are more productive. In this, there is a role that is very significant as the coach that inspires and encourages and supports and helps and generates the strategies that allow the other individuals that are physically producing to generate more and more effectively and efficiently. Very well, and you may be expressing yourself in like manner to the other worker bees, but your role is different. Your action or your job is different and is equally as important as any other bee. I would express, my friend, there is no wrong element with you, and that you generate your role and your natural action and productivity very well. You are very accomplished at it, and in that you are also very valuable in what you do. Congratulations, for you are correct, and I am tremendously encouraging of you.
Very well, this has been a nice session, another nice one.
And greatly encouraging. Remember, my friend, I will express to you, value yourself and acknowledge yourself as much as I value you. And that is considerable. Until our next meeting, in tremendous appreciation to you and in great valuing, my dear friend, au revoir.